Wow, that was a long 80 minutes with the psychiatrist. And it's a bit weird because I was really reluctant to kind of, on the way there, to sort of thinking, you know, do I say, come on, you know, I just need this claim to get paid, for God's sake. Or do I just let him do what they do and talk to me and draw his conclusions? But actually, it was him that was saying, this is ridiculous, we're getting requests from this company to for you to prove something that we've said time and time again is the case. And he read out a letter from the previous psychiatrist, which basically said, Mr. Spofforth is incapable of, you know, it was just proper, like, of course he can't work, I'm an expert, I'm the head of the department, you know. It couldn't have been more explicit, this letter, but it seems it was too much of him just saying, I know what I'm talking about, take my word for it, and not enough attention to detail. So the guy I've just seen was Mr. Attention to Detail. He was, you know, asking me from right back to when I was 3 years old to now, key facts, key points, and all this sort of stuff. Family, just stuff I've been over so many times with different doctors, but stuff that has never been noted in anything more than note form, I guess, whereas he was taking detailed dates and all the rest of it, which was hard to give the right dates when I'm medicated up to the hilt and I'm crap of dates anyway. So I had to say to him, you've got to put on there, you know, I'm medicated at the moment and I'm trying to guess these dates, because NHS services being what they are, very nice doctors, but and massive waiting lists, and there's never any paperwork for your case though when you get to see the doctor, because they're so disorganised. So he usually just starts off with an opener of, oh, as usual, I've got no documents that I need. But anyway, he had a lot of his own documents, and he has basically said to me, as simple as far as he's concerned, there's no way I can do that job, and there's a whole load of reasons why I can't, and there's loads that are medical and loads that are physical because of my IBS. And he said, you know, we don't talk about the fact that your IBS is getting better because of the antidepressants, because it'll just come straight back if you stop taking them, and it's all important, and you are having it occasionally. Anyway, you know, he wasn't saying rely on these things, he was saying you answer the right questions because they're looking for information. And he said, so without lying, you just have to give them the information that ticks the boxes that they need to tick. But yeah, he's as mystified and, you know, as I am, that they made such a fight over it. It just seems to be ridiculous. He said as well, you know, it's going to have made my condition worse. They've done no favours. The condition I've got to now is one where he can say with certainty, I can't do the job. And, you know, that might not have been the case had they paid out back in January, and I might be getting better by now. I might not have even, if they'd agreed to pay out back in October when the claim was made by my company, then I might not have ever had a nervous breakdown, he said. I don't know, but it's, you know, he said it's just loads of cumulative factors all building up, and he said that because it's happened once, it can happen again easily, so I've got to be really careful. And yeah, I don't even know if I've got time on this boo. I feel like I've gibbered an awfully long time. Let me have a look at the clock. Yeah, it's 4 minutes. I'm just standing outside the hospital having a cigarette. Claude's making another appointment inside. It was just all a bit like a shotgun sort of interview because it was so much ground to cover, you know, it's been going on for 8 years. So there's 8 years of detailed medical stuff to cover and whatever operations and procedures have happened. And then all the mental stuff and all the childhood stuff, oh, God. It's a bit of a head fuck again. But, you know, it's all about my attitude as going forward. And, like, you know, he says I've got to stop sort of, like,